Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Arrigo. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Josephson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Olander reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Knoop races over to make the catch. The throw to the third, and Olander is out, for the double play. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arrigo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ulander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Bradford moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 0 for 1 in the game. Arrigo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fosse. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 0 for 2 in the game. Arrigo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heidman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Knoop covering, for the out. Heidman moves to second. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heidman moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Uhlander moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Horton reaches second base with a double. Heidman scores. Belander scores. Nettles moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nettles scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heidman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matthias pinch hits for Bobby Noob. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Matthias moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Matthias now playing right field. Sid O'Brien now playing second base. Billy Winn now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Olander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nettles moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fossey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.